Hey,
it's Lexi.
And it's Chrissy.
And welcome back to another episode of Problem Addicts.
And guess what we're doing today, Lexi?
What are we doing?
So, well, let me start it off by saying Lexi is sadly leaving us
in six days
for the Los Angeles County.
LA, I'm in LA, baby.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we thought, you know, let's cause a little scandal before she gets here. Mm-hmm. Let's stir the little pot a little bit.
Will it get us killed?
Maybe
so.
But Lexi will be in LA, so it's fine.
So he'll kill Chrissy and not me.
Yeah. So we actually have a special guest today, which we'll introduce her in a second.
Yes, she's been here before, hasn't
yeah.
she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has. She's stuck around somehow, yeah. Like gum on the bottom of a shoe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so today we are going to be talking about, we probably should use a codename for him.
We should.
We're Dayton, Ohio, what are we going to do?
I like Dawson.
Derek Tree.
G.I. Joe.
I like
G.I. Joe.
Dawson.
Ranger.
Dawson Wolf.
Okay, Dawson Wolf.
Dawson Wolf.
This is the story of Dawson Wolf. And who here is better to tell the story of Dawson? of Dawson
Cut
Wolf.
The cameras. Dead ass.
Of Dawson Wolf than the ex best friend of his.
Girlfriend,
Caitlin Brandt.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing? It's me, Lil Shardy. Yeah, so
did you just call yourself Lil Shardy?
Lil Shardy the baddest,
and she got her ways.
Yeah, I have talked about this situation so much. Really?
No, me too, though. Yeah. Like at this point, whenever someone asks me about it, I'm just going to be like, go listen to this.
It knows, so like, that's tiring. But that's the thing.
That's
like,
the reason.
That's why I like podcasts, because right. I hate re-explaining myself.
Literally.
So if anyone asks you about the story, point them this way.
Right. If anyone ever asks me about this again, I will just send them to this podcast.
Send them our way, baby.
So, hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk about this. It's just, wow, it's what a story.
So we need a code name for your ex best friend, who's also one of my really good friends until she
Barbara Bush.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
So Barbara and Dawson.
Barbara. Alrighty.
Make sure you speak close to the phone.
We knew Barbara for a long time. We were really good. She was like her best friend, but I was also really close with her too. We'd always hang out together.
I was Barbara's best friend.
Yeah.
We met her in elementary school. Like,
literally.
I literally knew this girl since we were in fucking like kindergarten, preschool. Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest for a second?
Mm-hmm.
When I found out you guys were starting to have a falling out, I was like, yes.
You would.
I was like, well, I don't want to expose it because, you know, she had the same name as me. And I was like, we don't need to.
Well, no, you just did.
Now the world
knows.
I'm going to cut it out. But, you know, I'll be like, oh, we don't need two of them.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I said there's only room for one.
There's only room for one best friend. No, she, like, we were super close. And I think we got really close in middle school. And we literally, me and this girl, and Lexi too, we would spend like every day together. Yeah. Like she'd be over at our house all the time. Like our families were close. Like,
yeah,
I was so
I would
close
always give her rides home from school.
Yeah, like she was like our like sister. And she always, not trying to bash her, this whole thing is bashing her. But it's well deserved.
But yeah, it's what she deserved.
Yeah, so Barbara,
it's not like it came out of the blue.
Yeah, Barbara, she was really like funny and stuff, and like we got along.
Get to the point.
Anyways, basically what happened is that I was a sophomore at this point, and she was a freshman.
I was a junior.
And Lexi's a junior.
Thank you.
She got this boyfriend,
and
spoiler alert, it was Dawson.
Dawson Wolf.
So she meets this guy, Dawson Wolf, and right off the bat, I was getting bad vibes. You know, like, but when you're best friends with someone and they start dating someone and you don't like them, you kind of have to, like, you'll tell them, you'll let them know, but at that point, it's like, they're going
to
do what they want.
Bite your tongue for now.
Yeah. Like, they're going to do what they want. Like, they're not going to listen to you.
Were you probably thinking, oh, this probably isn't going to last anyway?
Yeah, I was like, this is going to be very temporary. Basically, the first time I met him, he already was, like, being rude to me, which was, like, a red flag. Like, why are you being rude to your best, your girl, like, your potential girlfriend's best friend? Mm-hmm. And I went on, like, their first date with them. Like, she brought me with them and to, like, go bowling. And he was already, like, making, like, sexist, like, jokes and just being really weird and, like, I don't know. I just got bad vibes from him
off the bat. Speaking of you hanging out with him.
Yeah, it was so weird. He was, like, rude and, but she was so happy.
Bowling with Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, Mr. Wolf was being very rude. But she was so happy and I was, like, okay, like, she needs, like, a guy that makes her happy. So I kind of just, like, bit my tongue. So then they started getting more serious and they started, like, actually dating and, like, you know, it became really serious really fast, which was, like, super new for her, I feel like. So I started dating, getting way more serious. And then I started noticing that he, like, posts a lot of really, like, homophobic, racist, sexist things on his story.
And when we say this, we don't just mean, like, maybe a little not PC and, like, a little questionable.
We mean, like, straight up.
Like, borderline, like, straight up, like, child,
like, literally, like, homophobia, like, just, like, posting, like, oh, like, I don't even remember the things that he said, but they were really bad.
I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have seen it if they know what
But he was just, like, oh my god, like, every day it was something new. He, like, he literally openly, like, said the N-word multiple times,
like, unapologetically.
Captions his Instagrams with the N-word. He's a white little white boy, like, literally,
yeah,
he's,
like, a very little white boy. Little,
yes, this man is, like, 5'3 at this point, like,
literally. At this point, he shrunk.
Yeah. Anyways, so then I brought this up to her, and Miss Barbara used to be, like, you know, she was supportive.
What was,
like,
her last name? Barbara?
Barbara Bush. Barbara Bush. Barbara Bush, like, when she was friends with me, she was, like, really supportive of, like, all different communities.
LGBT. Really into makeup and stuff.
Really into makeup. And I just started noticing, like, he was changing her. Like, she didn't want to wear makeup anymore. She, like, started dressing differently. She started, like, being, like, she would say, like, homophobic things. And I'm, like,
what? Barb, wait, what did she, what was she?
She would just be like, she would just, like, agree with him on stuff. Mm. And I was just like yeah, like
piggyback off of him.
Like, piggyback off of him. And she would just say things that I was like, almost said it really.
I was like, Barbara, you can't say that.
I was like, Barbara, you can't say that. Like, that's not okay. Like, that's, like, racist. That's homophobic. Like, girl, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, well, Dawson says it's okay. So, or Dawson, like, this Dawson is what Dawson is the almighty.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So get to the point. Anyways, get to the confrontation.
So he blocked me on everything because she told him that I was talking shit about him to her.
At this point, you and Barbara were still friends.
Yeah, we're still, like, best friends, but her boyfriend had blocked me on everything and, like, he didn't like me. And I was like, okay, that's really weird.
This was around, like, January?
They started dating in, like, January. This was around, like, April.
Yeah.
So this was going on for a while. And she obviously was, like, changing. He was being really controlling over her. He didn't want her to hang out with certain people.
But before he blocked you, weren't you and him get into, like, a DM fight, kind of? Because you slid up on his story because he said the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
The
reason why he blocked me is because he said the N-word on his story. And I was like, bro, you can't say that. And then he, like, got really mad. And then he blocked me, like, a couple days later. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so then I when that all happened, like, Caitlin and Barbara were really on the rocks. And Caitlin was like, well, because he was really coming for Caitlin's, like, appearance and all that.
Wait, I didn't get to that part yet. Anyway, so basically he blocks me. Then, like, a month later, he took her phone, or I think he was, like, logged into her Instagram account. Like, this was after he blocked
me. I remember this.
He logged into her Instagram.
We were at Steak and Shake for part of this, right?
Yeah. And this is, like, during school. And he was on her Instagram DMing me all this really rude stuff.
He was calling you dumb.
He was calling me dumb.
He was saying
ugly.
That. Yeah, he was saying that, like, only insecure girls wear makeup. Yeah. Shit like that. That just,
yeah,
like,
just, like, super bad stuff.
And let me just say, sorry to interrupt really quick, but the polls that this man would put on his story, he would be like, well, I remember very vividly this one poll. He was like, should girls wear makeup? And one option was no, they're beautiful. And then the other one was yes, they're insecure.
This is the
double-sided coin.
This yeah, is what whatever. Type of shit double-headed you do coin. All the time that I was like, what the fuck? So he's like so pulled this shit. We got into this long fight. Like, I'm sure I have like 30 screenshots of us just sending paragraphs after paragraphs to each other.
Don't be shy, post them.
I will. But he was being so mean to me. And this is like my best friend. Like, her boyfriend is coming for me. And I don't know about you guys, but if someone said, like, if someone was literally attacking my best friend and like calling them ugly and fat and dumb and stupid,
without a doubt. Because
that's what best friends are supposed to do. That's what best friends do.
They had only been dating for like 4 months.
Right.
Right?
They probably thought, because didn't they always like, they didn't know how to count. They didn't know how to count, so they always thought it was like 1 month, like, what there was.
Yeah, they'd be like, happy 5 months, and I was like, they were like, oh,
Barbara.
They were like, oh, happy 5 months. I was like, Barbara, it is 4 months. You guys have been dating for 4 months. I know when you started dating.
Literally.
Yeah, so he was coming for me, and we got in this giant fight. So then I start texting Barbara, and I'm like, girl, like, can you get your, come get your boyfriend. He's
come
literally.
Come get your yee yee hickety dickety. Come
yeah, get literally.
Mr. Dawson Wolf.
Mr. Dawson Wolf, his blue pickup truck ass bitch. Like, come get him. He's literally, oh my God. And the fact is, like, he was coming for my appearance and like my personality and like all this shit. When he is literally, I'm not trying to come, literally he's 5'4". He's so ugly and he's racist and homophobic. Damn,
literally.
He has a fucking mullet. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the mullet.
I want my mullet back.
But Billy, I'm like, Joe, come Ray. On. Like, Billy bitch.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Joel. This is why I say you're uncultured. You just don't know, like, basic music.
I just messed up the name. Billy Ray Stewart.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, Billy Stewart. Ray Stewart made the song, I Want My Mullet Back. So.
Oh, and Hannah Montana. So,
okay. You're in culture.
Okay. All right. We'll
anyways. Child, anyways.
Anyway, back
yeah,
up.
He was literally coming for me and for what? Because I didn't want him to be racist, because I was mad that he was controlling my best friend. And, like,
and then and then when you guys were getting in this fight or whatever, and Chris, and Barbara wasn't, when Barbara and you were in this fight and she wasn't defending you, because he didn't block me on Instagram yet, and I tried to like reason with him and be like, look, like, I understand, because you did say that he was shaped like a Coke bottle.
Okay, I did, but did I lie?
No, you didn't lie. You didn't lie at all.
I remember that you were,
no, okay, what made me mad?
Caitlin got mad. Yeah, you got mad at her because you were like, I told you to pop up. You didn't pop up. I have that video. Yeah, that was an iconic video.
Because Lexi was like, I'm gonna get really mad at him. I'm gonna DM him since he hasn't blocked me. Bitch, like, is like trying to reason with this little man.
She's like, listen.
Okay,
which I respect.
But then I start coming for all his like hypocrisies. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, I respect. What
like,
she did.
like he was all like, I don't like gay people because it's against the Bible, and I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, you're engaging in premarital sex. Isn't that also
against the Bible?
Against the Bible, like, and I even put the Bible verses. Like, yes, I motherfucking did.
Not loving your neighbor as yourself.
Love my neighbor.
Looks like someone's using the Bible to excuse their homophobia.
No, literally.
And
okay,
beliefs.
Off topic, but I hate when people try to use like, quote unquote, Christianity to excuse homophobia. Like,
literally.
Real Christians, they preach love, not hate.
It's literally so ridiculous.
Yeah, so anyway, he and I were going back and forth, and then he just blocked me altogether because he knew I was right.
He doesn't know how to argue.
If
he gets mad,
he can't spell. Neither of them can spell for shit.
Yeah, like, they are so fucking
They literally
stupid.
Have the intelligence of, like, a 3-year-old.
Like, she's one of those girls who, like, will post him on her story and be like, oh my God, I love this angle, instead of angel. Like, really?
It's just like, okay, if your point's already gonna suck and be bad, at least your grammar can be
or
good.
Or your spelling. Like, come on. You're a high school student.
Oh, it's just bad.
Like, hello?
The amount of people where English is their first language in this country
and they
can't fucking spell. Like,
yeah, like, do better.
I'm sorry.
Do better. Yeah, so basically she didn't defend me. I was really mad at her because it, like, the stuff he said, like, did hurt my feelings. Like, it was really fucked up of him to say a lot of those things. So then she like blocks me on
everything.
And she
was changing herself for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
100%. Yeah. So then she blocks me on everything. My best friend of like 7 years, like blocks me on everything. And I was like, literally over a man you've been dating for 4 months. Are you fucking stupid? Like
five, that, according to them.
Five, according to them. Yeah. I was so, so mad. I was literally crying. Understandably. Yeah. I was so sad. I was like so upset with her. So yeah, so she blocks me on everything and we don't talk.
So why don't you fast forward to
the
spring of chaos.
Fast forward to the spring of chaos.
If you watch that episode,
watch that episode, if you haven't. You'll understand. So basically, this is literally like 3 months later. We haven't talked. She like blocked me on everything.
Not a word, not a peep.
Not a word, not a peep, nothing. And she just
not a creak in the house. Yeah. Not even a mouse.
Exactly. So they're still dating. And then I, on the 4th of July, I had a little bit of like...
So I'm in New York. Sorry.
Like, why did you just...
So I'm in New York at this time.
No, you're not.
Yes, I was.
On the 4th of July. The 4th of July. You were here.
Oh, yeah, I was. Okay.
She's literally ahead of her.
I left the next day.
Okay.
She's ahead of the curve.
Yeah. So on the 4th of July, I had a little bit of a...
Fill of the future.
Breakdown. And I was really sad because this is still like... I was still, like, sad over us, like, not being friends anymore. Because, like, I did miss her and stuff and, like, everything.
And I was telling you to get the fuck over it.
Yeah, but I was, like, crying and I was like, please, like, someone send me a sign. Like, if we're supposed to be friends again, blah, blah, blah. So then literally the next day, she FaceTimed me. Like, she somehow...
Well, first she FaceTimed me. Okay, she FaceTimes me and I'm, like, in my bed and I'm like, what the fuck? Because this girl hasn't talked to me in months. Like, she never blocked me on anything, but, like, we just haven't talked in months. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hello? And
she's hello?
Like, and she was like, she's like, hey, I really miss you and Caitlin and I really want us all to hang out. And I was like, and she's like, and I really want to say sorry to Caitlin and, like, FaceTime her. Should I do it? And I was like, yeah, we miss you too and I think you should FaceTime her.
Okay, I remember so, I was over.
When yeah, you were. You were.
Was I was over. Like, and I was like, shit. No. Was
over. Yeah. So then I was like, she FaceTimes me, and she's like, I'm really sorry. Like, I don't excuse any of the things he said. Like, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I let him come between us. Like, and she was saying like he wants us to be friends again. Like, it's okay. Like,
which is
that
like
shit didn't add up.
That
at first.
Didn't add just, up because it's like. First of all, he would never want us to be friends again.
No. Yeah.
And second of all, why should you wait for his approval in the first place? Like, literally just be friends with people you want to. Like, if your boyfriend is telling you not to be friends with someone, that's really toxic and controlling. Like, are you dumb?
There's a lot of red flags of that, but we don't need to get into that
yet. Yeah. Anyways, so she calls me and she's like, oh, I miss you. And I was like, honestly, like, I really miss you too. Like, I don't know if I can, like, forgive you, like, right away, but, like, if we just want to, like, hang out and see how, like, things go, like, I just, like, I miss you a lot, and I'm leaving for New York, but, like, once I come back, like, we can totally hang out. And she was, like, perfect, like, sounds good. So I was, like, okay, like, yay, like, she's, like, that's, like, good, like, awesome. So flash forward.
So I'm still, so Lexi, this is me speaking, hello. So I'm still in New York because I was at a little summer program. So I was not here for this interaction, if you will. But anyway, I heard all about it.
Yeah, so we drop Lexi off in New York. I come back and we plan on hanging out.
I don't know where the fuck I was.
Chrissy was in Daytona Beach.
She was probably in a ditch somewhere. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we decide to hang out, and we hang out with our two other really good friends. I don't know if I can use their names.
Let's use California.
California and Texas. Okay. California and Texas. So our two really good friends, California and Texas. Two big ass states. Yeah, they're like, I love them. I love them so much. But yeah, so we decide to hang out with Barbara Bush, like all four of us together. So we hang out. I go to her house first and we're like chilling and it was like fun. And I was like, it was kind of like a little bit awkward at first because like I didn't see it. Like the whole fight thing happened. It was just like really weird. But
yeah.
Like, but yeah, so it was like fun. And then we went to my house after going to her house. And that's when
shit went
down. So basically Dawson calls Barbara. Okay. In tears.
Wait, he was in tears?
Yeah, he was like in angry tears. Like he was like so fucking pissed.
What?
He was so mad and he was like,
I can't believe you're hanging out with her. Like, I'm going to kill myself if you hang out with... Like, literally, if someone's telling you they're going to kill yourself because you're hanging out with your best friend, that is so fucking...
That doesn't sound like he wanted you guys to be friends.
Yeah, sounds like she lied, which I found out she did lie about that. Mm-hmm. She lied to him. She never told him we were going to hang out, which...
But
she
continuing on.
She shouldn't have to. So how did he find out? He tracked her location toxic. To my house. He knows toxic. Where I live, folks. He knows where I live.
Which he visits later. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Anyways, so he literally tracked her. And he calls her and he's screaming at her. And then he... And then... Oh my God, I almost said her name again. And then Barbara Bush is like, Caitlin, like, can you please tell him, like, you made me come here? Like, I didn't want to hang out
you with forced you.
You forced me to come you, here.
Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
I'll give you a few options. You can drug me, you can club me, you can
she was like, please get on the phone with him and tell him that you forced me to come here. Like, I don't want to do that.
For what? I was like, no. I was literally like, no, I am not saying that. If you don't want to be here and you want to choose him again, then you can leave.
I've never heard a confrontational Caitlin.
Yeah, I was so mad. Like, I was literally yelling at her.
As you should.
So then she was like, okay, it's okay. Like, it's fine. Like, I'll handle it. And I was like, okay, good. So then she hangs up finally. And then me and Texas and California and Barbara Bush, we all like sit down and we're like, Barbara, like, he's so controlling. Like, you are not, this is not good for you. Like, he's changing you.
Yeah, you guys had, like, a sweet little moment. Like, she was crying.
Yeah,
she was like,
yeah, I know. Like, he's controlling and stuff. And, like, I need to, like, tell him to stop. And I'm like, yes, like, you do. Like, you need to have more respect for yourself. You can't let a man, like, choose who you are and, like, mm-hmm. who you hang out
that's
with.
That's, again, why I'm like, actually kind of concerned for her in a way. Because it's,
exactly.
like...
Exactly. I still am. I'm yeah. still so
there are so
her,
many red
even
flags.
Now.
Like,
yeah, it's really sad. So I was, like, I was trying to, like, tell her. Because this is, like, my best friend. And I'm like, right. girl, like, this is not going to end well. Like, mm-mm. I'm sorry, but this is, like, red flag behavior.
No, it's classic. Like, it's such a cliche. It's sad.
Yeah, exactly. So then she's like, yeah, I know. So then we are like, okay, let's go to this little street called Flagler. And it's like kind of near my house. So we decide to go on Flagler Avenue and just to like shop and stuff and do whatever and like just try to like forget about the whole calling situation. So we're walking on the street we're walking down the street for like 5 minutes. And then she gets another call. Guess who it's from? Dawson, what's his name?
It's not the Jonas Brothers.
It's not the Jonas Brothers. It's Mr. Dawson. And he's calling her again. And I said, Barbara, if you pick up that phone right now, after we all just told you how manipulative and crazy he is, like, you, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, you need to not, like, please do not pick up the phone call. And then she literally just picked it up and started screaming at all of us. And she was like, fuck you guys. Like, I, like, literally fuck you guys. Like, I'll choose him over you any day. And then she, like, runs down the street.
So weren't you guys in the car, though, when this happened?
No, we were on the street.
Okay, never mind. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, but you guys did go in the car
eventually. Yeah, okay. So she
she makes up this whole convo.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Let me speak. Oh my God. Okay.
It's not like she's been speaking for the last day.
No, I know. Yeah. Y'all don't know this story. Okay. So she literally, I kid you not, she runs down the street into some random store. Like, we like lost track of her. Like, she just ran away from us. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, what do we do now? So then we go back in the car and all of us are like crying. We're like, oh my God, like, why would, like, she's being so rude. Like, this is so terrible, blah, blah, blah. We're like really sad because she, again, like, she chooses her boyfriend, her crazy boyfriend,
Mr.
over
Dawson.
Mr. Dawson. She chooses him over her friends that she's had for years and years.
Yeah, a boyfriend of 6 months.
Yeah,
seven months, maybe.
Friends who she's had for years.
Like 6 years plus.
Yeah. So we were like really
like for
sad.
Every month, it's been a year. Basically.
Exactly.
The ratio.
Exactly.
Way off.
Exactly. Way off. So then, this is kind of shitty of us. We waited for like 15-20 minutes.
Oh, and that's more than enough.
Yeah.
My ass would have fucking
left. We waited for like 15-20 minutes.
You would have.
Yeah.
like in the parking lot, like waiting for her to come back. We didn't, we literally didn't know where she went. Like she like ran away. We did not know where she went.
Did you try to call her and stuff?
No. Oh. I think we all texted her a long paragraph. We were all like okay, yeah. We're like waiting in the right, car, right, like right. We like please come back, like stop, like
did you guys film a video or something?
Yeah. Okay. So then
that's more to the story.
So then we end up leaving. We left her on Flagler Avenue after waiting for her for 20 minutes.
But she ran away.
But she ran away and she wasn't responding.
That's on her.
She ran away.
She was homeward bound.
Exactly. She was homeward bound. She was gone. So we left and we got ice cream. And so now we're all sitting in the car with our ice cream, me, California, and Texas, and we're like
three states.
Yeah. So then
California, Texas, and Caitlin.
So then we get all of us.
The Great United.
We get a nice ding on our phones. I didn't personally get it because he had blocked me, but Texas and California, they got a little notification. Mr. Dawson tags you in an Instagram story
yes,
post.
He did. Oh,
so he like set. He put our ads, all three of our ads, and
it was like a screenshot from a video you made, right?
No, that was later.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, so he posted this paragraph on his Instagram story, and it was like, these three terrible bitches left my girlfriend.
So far he's right, no.
Left my girlfriend on Flagler Avenue in the pouring rain and were yelling at her. They are terrible people. Someone hit me up if you want to fight them. And added all three of us.
He can't even fight you guys himself.
He can't even do it himself. He literally, because he know he would lose. But literally, this man.
Wow, for such a sexist person, you'd think he could take three girls.
No, yeah, right. Literally. He posted it on his story, on his main Instagram story. I was like, we were all like, what the fuck is going on? So then we like, one of my friends slid up on it and she was like, like, what the hell? Like, why are you doing this? So then we all sent him, like, a video of us just, like, flicking him off and being like, eh, like, fuck you. Like, all of us in the car with our ice cream. And then he screenshotted that video and then posted another one. And he said, seriously, slide up with, like, dollar.
He's like, please.
He's like,
I need help. I can't do it on my own. I want to beat these bitches up.
With, like, dollar signs, he's like, please, slide up. It was, like, a screenshot of us
like,
all.
He's like, okay.
Oh,
I'll pay you to beat them up.
We were also going to go to this party tonight, and he knew that we were going somehow. So then he was like, "They'll be at this party," and like he literally like put the location, everything. Like he wanted someone to literally beat our asses, and then he starts like texting like my friend Texas, and he's because they like had each other's numbers, and he was like. Like, you guys better not show up. If you show up to this party, y'all are going to get your asses beat. Like, I have people who are going to beat you the fuck up. Like, him literally threatening, like, three girls. Like, isn't that so fucking psychotic? Like,
literally.
Because we were, like, scared about our friend. Like, are you kidding?
And it wasn't even raining!
And it wasn't even raining! Yeah. We did not leave her in the pouring rain at all. Like, what the fuck? So then, yeah. So then... Again, so we didn't end up going to the party because we were like, we don't want to beat the fuck up.
Right.
And literally people that we know, like mutual friends who like didn't know the situation were texting us like he's literally hitting up people to fight you. Like he's literally like, contacting people.
It wasn't just bluff. It was literally
It was like he was actually doing it. Like it wasn't a joke. Anyways, so yeah, so that's pretty much it for that whole time. Like we just didn't end up going, like none of us were friends with her anymore
literally, and then she blocked me on Instagram and everything, and I was like, and now, bro, like I wasn't even in the state.
No, literally.
Yeah,
and now I'm the only one not blocked. I might be now though.
Yeah. You are.
Wait, so, from Barbara's?
Well, no, I'm saying you're probably going to be.
Oh, yeah. Probably. No, Dawson finally eventually blocked me because posted on my spam.
Because literally people, like, this shit he puts on his story is so bad.
It's so laughable.
Literally people, like, so many people I know, including Chrissy, yes, like, will screenshot it and literally put it on their spams and, like, go off, like, rant about him.
He always finds out he snitches everywhere.
There's snitches everywhere. Literally. He'll probably find out about this. So if you're listening, like, hello.
XOXO.
Like, XOXO, like, I'm sorry you're bothered, but,
hello.
Like, oh well.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So,
Yeah, he has snitches everywhere. So somehow he always finds out.
Twice I posted about him on my Instagram, and twice he found out. And I always
just quit. That's because you accept everybody on your spin.
Yes, yeah. But I'm just saying. Like, somehow. I always just laugh about it.
I know. And then he'll, like, screenshot the things that he, like, people say about him and then put them on his story. That's one thing that I'll say about Dawson. He has balls. Like, yeah. I literally.
Not very big ones.
Not very big ones. But literally any time he'll get into a DM argument or like any sort of shot. He'll post screenshots on his story of the argument. And the funny thing is like thinking he's making good points, but it's always like, again, like bad grammar, bad spelling. Like it's so funny.
He's
bad
like, argument. You are too
bad. Yeah, it's literally like gibberish. Like trying to like, yeah. So anyways, like a month ago or something.
Say, like, don't mess with my baby angle.
Yeah. A month ago or something, like he posted another caption of him like just saying the N-word in his caption.
Can I just say he posted the picture with he was holding his black dog.
Oh, I remember and you showing me this.
He captioned it, what was
only
it? Only N-word that rides with me or something like that.
Yeah, or only N-word or, that rides with
me. Yeah, only N-word I ride with or something like that. Or the best N-word, something like that.
So I found out about this. We were like,
that's what I posted on my spam.
In this political climate, like, I'm sorry, but we are in the middle of a Black Lives Matter movement, and you are literally.
I mean, regardless, it's wrong, but like,
yeah. I'm like, literally, I said, read the room, and also,
read the world.
And also, just stop being fucking racist. Like, it's not that hard.
It's really not.
It's not that hard. Yeah, so he literally posted that, and I was like, what the fuck? So then I screenshotted it, and I'm never one to like be problematic on my social medias ever, but I just like screenshotted it and I put it on my Snapchat and I posted this whole rant. And I was like, this bitch. I was like, I literally went off on him. Like I went off, and then he somehow found out about it. Again, like snitches everywhere. Like
eyes everywhere.
So then he like screenshotted it, and then he was like, and then he like added me again, and he was like, Caitlin Brandt, you dumb bitch. Like, like literally on his main Instagram story, and I was like, okay, whatever.
Caitlin Brandt, you dumb bitch.
I was like,
that's my favorite thing.
I was like, what? Oh, and then like a week.
If we ever get famous, we should make merch that says Caitlin Brandt, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. We should, because
Dawson Wolf.
I mean, he had a good point there.
That she's a dumb bitch.
That I'm a dumb bitch. shit. Well, I mean,
let's just delete this.
I do.
He's right.
Yeah, Dawson, you got me there.
You got me there.
I'm a dumb fucking bitch.
Oh, you know what? Tell them, if you're not done with the other stuff, tell them about when he came to pay you a visit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I filmed it. Remember that?
That was funny. Okay. Yeah. So then, like, a week after that, this is literally a month ago that this all, like, him happened. Like, not him paying me a visit.
I was like,
but,
what?
But yeah, when he put that on his story, and I was like, literally, I haven't thought about you in so long, but oh, well. Anyways, I'm literally living rent-free in his mind at this point. Like, he's obsessed with me. He'll literally, like, tag me and stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, do you have a crush on me?
Like, I have feelings.
I think someone has a little crush.
Know,
like,
crush.
Barbara Bush, watch your man.
Dawson,
he's coming
do you like me?
Yeah. So, he, like, so then, like, somehow, I remember, like, yeah, so a week after this, he.
After what?
After he put Caitlin Brandt, you dumb bitch, on his story, I was with my friend Hano, and we were in, like, the Wawa parking lot. Like, I needed gas in my car. And I'm driving my mom's, yeah, it's mine. I'm driving, my car, like, broke down.
It
so,
got
like,
struck by lightning.
My car literally got struck by lightning.
Our car.
So now it's, like, didn't work. So I've been driving my mom's, like, really, like, it's kind of like an old car at this point. Like, we've had it for a while.
It's a Cadillac.
But it's, like, it's kind of, but it's kind of old.
Said this old clunker.
This Bluetooth. Yeah.
Is it? Okay, but to put it in
this wagon.
This wagon. It literally is
piece
a wagon.
Metal. Wheelbarrow.
Piece of metal on metal box on wheels.
It's literally. I swear to God, that's what it looks like. It's a metal box on wheels. And it's
a Cadillac.
It's a Cadillac. It's giant.
I'm snorting.
It's really big, and I was driving it in the
Wawa parking lot.
Get to the point.
Anyways, so I get gas, and then my car starts shaking. Yeah, so I get gas and my car starts shaking, and then it like stopped moving. And Hano and I were in the car and we're like, I'm literally pressing the gas. Like, why isn't it fucking going? Like, what is going on?
So then your car or the clunk of metal?
The clunk of metal. Yeah. So I'm like, why isn't it going? So then I turn my car off and turn it back on again, and then it starts moving again. And I'm like, okay, good. I think we're good to drive home now. So then I'm pulling up to pull out of the parking lot and back onto the main road. So I'm literally about to pull on to the main road, like, with a bunch of cars going by from this parking lot, and my car starts shaking and won't move again. It literally broke down again in the middle of this fucking, like, thing. So then I have to turn it back. So then I'm like, okay, I'm
fucking clunk of metal.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm literally not driving on the main road if my car is gonna do this again. Like, I need to turn around and park in the parking lot and like figure this out first.
Right. So then
long story short, I turn my car on and then I start like,
it's still a long story.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's like hard to explain because I don't know that a lot about cars. Like, anyways.
Bobby, we need you.
Dawson, please. Yeah. So then I'm like I'm doing a 3-point turn in the middle of this like the way to the exit and entrance. So then all these cars start trying to come into the parking lot and I'm like blocking the entrance because my car broke down again in the middle of my free 3-point turn.
And who do you see, Caitlin?
I didn't see anyone until So then all these cars almost crash into me.
Stop stalling.
I'm sorry. So then I turn around.
Basically
my car was being weird.
You probably should have explained after we said what Dawson said.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Anyways, so then finally my car starts working again and me and Hano drive home.
Why the fuck are you talking about your car?
Yeah, sorry. This, like, probably makes sense.
I promise it's related.
It
makes sense later. Just stick with us.
So then I get a... Hano was following Dawson on Instagram. And
I saw it too, I think.
And he's like, Caitlin, look what Dawson just fucking posted. And I was like, shit, again, this man is obsessed with me.
Same old fucking shit.
So then he posted a screenshot of my Instagram account. And he said,
Caitlin brand this stupid bitch.
So then he's like, this dumb bitch.
Oh, upgrade.
Just,
now you don't even have a name.
He said, this dumb bitch just blocked the internet. Like, just blocked the entrance of a Wawa and almost caused, like, 2 car accidents. And then he was like, hashtag someone make her retake her driving test. And then he was just saying all this shit. And I was like, oh my God, he was in the parking lot. He saw it happen. Like, he literally.
How did you not notice his nasty
pickup? I don't know.
It's like cobalt blue.
I don't know how I didn't see him there.
I mean, literally
all of the dumb bitches in my town, all like the whole, there's this whole group.
Basically, they all gather there like a herd of cattle.
It's like a
watering hole.
Exactly.
It's the fucking of the African safari.
It's literally the watering hole for these like redneck bitches is the fucking Wawa. Like, it's like they love to go there for some reason. Like, I only go there for gas, but they go there to like hang out and like make racist and sexist jokes, you know? So it's like of course he was there and of course he saw me, like, but he made it seem like it was my fault. But I was like, bitch, you don't even know the story. My car was breaking down. It wasn't my fault. So then Hana like slides up and they get into this whole fight. This giant Instagram fight. It was going, and then of course Dawson's like posting screenshots. Anyways, of the fight. Yeah, that's basically the last time I've heard from either of them. He sent me a video of him and Barbara flicking me off. So that was fun.
When?
Oh, the same day.
Shit.
Yeah. So yeah. But anyways,
a few months prior to that, though, I remember you had to get some clothes back from Barbara because you left clothes at her house.
So this is So this happened. This happened before she FaceTimed us and was like, "Hey, I want to be friends again."
Oh, was it before?
Yeah.
Okay. It was. So this literally, the story we're talking about now, this is 2 weeks after the initial huge
fight. Our timeline's a little messed up.
Yeah.
This is what happens when we don't have an outline for an episode.
We should have, like, figured this out before because this is a long-ass story.
I think it's fun.
Anyways. Yeah, so basically, like, 2 weeks after we had the initial big fight where, like,
she blocked me on everything for the first time.
You didn't
get close back. Yeah, like in the May.
Okay.
Like in May.
In the May.
So she like texted me and she was like, hey, I have a bunch of clothes at your house. Because she pretty much, like, lived at my house. Like, and I had a lot of clothes at her house, too. Like, I think she's forgetting. Like, she still has a bunch of my clothes. I see her posting on Instagram with my...
In your clothes.
In my clothes to this day. Bitch, give them back. I want them back.
Give her panties back.
Give my cheetah dress back. I want it back now. But anyways, so...
The nerve of her, too.
The nerve of her. Fuck? Yeah, she was like, hey, like, can you... Yeah, so maybe I did lie that we didn't have any contact during those 2 months, but this is the only thing she ever did.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, hey, can I have my clothes back? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'm home. Like, do you want to, like, come by now? And she was like, okay. Like, super rude about
and
it, too.
And we thought that she... And I was actually over that.
Yeah, thing. Chrissy was out over.
And I was like, ooh, I'll film it. It'll be fun. Because it turns out...
Because I thought she was coming alone.
Mr. Dawson.
Turns out Dawson was driving her. Miss Barbara Bush.
Ugly-ass blue pickup.
Yeah.
Cobalt blue pickup truck.
So maybe that's how he knew where I lived. Because he had to drive her to my house.
Yeah, but still.
But yeah, so anyways...
So crazy.
He pulls up in front of my house.
His window. He had like another kid in the car. It was like
there's some guy in the back.
Yeah, another guy.
And I was like, hey, Dawson, how are you?
She was like literally, overly nice. She was like, it was kind of, oh my god, uncomfortable to watch.
It was so funny. I was like, hi,
it's
Dawson.
So nice seeing you.
I was like, it's so nice seeing you. How's your day?
And this bitch keeps rolling the window up and down.
It was so weird.
And for why?
And he was giving me like the dirtiest looks. Mm-hmm. And then
she gets on being, she got out of the car and then you handed her the bag of clothes and you kept on like trying to talk to her and him like,
and
how
like,
are
she
you?
Really
she,
saying thing was weird.
She was just like, thank you. Like,
yeah, she was like, thank you, bye. And like got right back in the car, like didn't say shit. And bitch, where are my clothes? I gave you yours a year ago.
Wait. I remember on the first day of school, so all of this kind of took place during the summer. So the first day of school, so first day of her sophomore year, first day of my senior year, and this is like when she blocked Caitlin and I for good.
She went to school for a little bit, then she went back.
Yeah, she went. Yeah. So on the first day of school, like I accidentally made eye contact with her in the hallway. So I like smiled and waved because you know I'm a nice person, and she just looks at me and she gives me this fake ass smile, and she just her teeth weren't showing. It was just like, you know,
they can't see it.
yeah, they can't see it. She had a walking. I was like, okay, this fucking
no,
bitch.
Literally.
And can we just talk about how she literally switched to his school?
Like, and then, but then didn't he switch schools then? So now,
yeah, I don't know. Anyways, there's. I don't know. There's a lot of switching schools going on. I think they've broke up a couple times. They still say they've been they're still dating now. They still say they've been dating for like a year and a half.
I hate when bitches do that.
Talk about that.
Next episode.
Okay, if you're dating someone and y'all break up. That restarts the clock.
That's like a snapshot.
Yes.
Okay?
It restarts the clock. You are officially now you're dating for 1 month if you...
Yeah, literally.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. Anyways.
Or according to them, 2 months.
2 months.
Anyway, that was a long-ass story, but I feel like that was one of our best episodes so far.
It was fun-filled.
Lots of energy. Anyways, how do you feel?
I feel scared because I know that they're going to...
I thought you were going to be like, I feel liberated.
I feel liberated, but
if any of us goes missing in the next couple of days,
you know who it is.
You know who to call.
This man has anger issues and he knows where I live and I'm just
like... Do we know his zodiac sign?
I don't know.
He's probably like an Aries or something.
I was thinking Aries.
Yeah. Aries.
Anyway.
I don't know.
So, thank you so much, Caitlin, for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Really, I hope I don't get murdered or... And I really, honestly, if they hear this, like, please just leave me alone. Like,
I'm over it.
Bury the hatchet. Move on. We're saying move on while we're watching.
But we're doing it for content. They're doing it for what?
Pleasure.
I don't know.
But I'm so over it at this point. Like, they're so fucking annoying. Like, and I just...
If I had to give them one piece of advice, it would be...
Break up.
Well, yes, that. And then also, you know, like, pay a little bit more attention in English class.
And politics. And just
also,
anything. I think also just in general... In all seriousness of the matter, because I know we always joke around, but a relationship from at least, and we've only seen from a little bit of an outside view,
and we're seeing so many red flags.
Yeah.
So listen to your friends when they say they have red flags. You know, you always want to follow your gut, but like your friends are saying things for a reason. Just also take some advice.
If you're living with your boyfriend at this age and then like parents aren't even noticing things, I don't know. There's just like a lot of weird stuff going on. So just like be safe, be careful, but keep being addicted.
Yeah.
And to also, problems.
To problems. Also, but not that problem. If you're that girl who like is just so easily manipulated,
you're a dumbass fucking bitch.
You need to, you know, like form your own opinions, girl. Like you got this. Form your own opinions.
Is 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
so we're gonna say bye.
Yeah, but we gotta go. Bye. But
okay, well.
Honestly, I wish them the best, and if they do get married, I will crash the wedding.
In a white dress.
You'll get killed. Anyway, so they'll probably be wearing red, and it'll be like a Trump 2020
themed wedding.
Make America great. Anyway, make America great again. So, thank you guys so much for listening, and we love you, addicts.
We love you, addicts. Bye.
Bye. We have an exciting guest. Soon. Bye.